Sustainability, in a broad sense, is the capacity to endure. For humans, it is the potential for long-term maintenance of well-being, which in turn depends on the well-being of the natural world and the responsible use of natural resources. There is now abundant scientific evidence that humanity is living unsustainably. Returning human use of natural resources to within sustainable limits will require a major collective effort. The overall driver of human impact on Earth systems is the consumption of biophysical resources. The ecological footprint measures human consumption in terms of the biologically productive land needed to provide the resources and absorb the wastes of the average global citizen. In 2008, it required 2.7 global hectares per person, 30% more than the natural biological capacity, assuming no provision for other organisms. Herman Daly said, "What use is a sawmill without a forest?" In March 2009, at a meeting of the Copenhagen Climate Council, 2,500 climate experts from 80 countries issued a keynote statement that there is now no excuse for failing to act on global warming, and that without strong carbon reduction targets, abrupt or irreversible shifts in climate may occur that will be very difficult for contemporary societies to cope with. Scientists have warned of the possibility, under the influence of climate change, of a sudden alteration in circulation patterns of ocean currents that could drastically alter the climate in some regions of the globe. Trends of concern that require management include overfishing, coral bleaching due to ocean warming, and ocean acidification due to increasing levels of dissolved carbon dioxide, and sea level rise due to climate change. Because of their vastness, oceans also act as a convenient dumping ground for human waste. All life depends on the solar-powered global water cycle. The evaporation from oceans and land to form water vapor that later condenses from clouds as rain, which then becomes the renewable part of the freshwater supply. Biodiversity-rich freshwater ecosystems are currently declining faster than marine or land ecosystems, making them the world's most vulnerable habitats. Loss of biodiversity stems largely from the habitat loss and fragmentation produced by the human appropriation of land for development, forestry, and agriculture, as natural capital is progressively converted to man-made capital. About 47% of the world's forests have been lost to human use. Forests moderate the local climate and the global water cycle through their light reflectance and evapotranspiration. They also conserve biodiversity, protect water quality, preserve soil and soil quality, provide fuel and pharmaceuticals, and purify the air. Food is essential to life, but the list of environmental costs of food production is a long one. These environmental problems associated with industrial agriculture and agribusiness are now being addressed through such movements as sustainable agriculture, organic farming, and more sustainable business practices. Some scientific estimates indicate that up to half of presently existing species may become extinct by 2100. Current extinction rates are 100 to 1,000 times their pre-human levels. The underlying driver of direct human impacts on the environment is human consumption. This impact is reduced by not only consuming less, but by also making the full cycle of production, use, and disposal more sustainable. Stabilizing the world's climate will require high-income countries to reduce their emissions by 60 to 90% over 2006 levels by 2050. Water security and food security are inextricably linked. 35% of human water use is unsustainable, drawing on diminishing aquifers and reducing the flows of major rivers. At the local level, people are becoming more water self-sufficient by harvesting rainwater and reducing use of mains water. Concerns about the environmental impacts of agribusiness and the stark contrast between the obesity problems of the Western world and the poverty and food insecurity of the developing world have generated a strong movement towards healthy, sustainable eating as a major component of overall ethical consumerism. Sustainable use of materials has targeted the idea of dematerialization, converting the linear path of materials to a circular material flow that reuses materials as much as possible, much like the cycling and reuse of waste in nature. Apart from the buildup of greenhouse gas emissions in the atmosphere, chemicals of particular concern include heavy metals, nuclear waste, chlorofluorocarbons, persistent organic pollutants, and all harmful chemicals capable of bioaccumulation. The average human uses 45 to 85 metric tons of materials each year. Historically, there has been a close correlation between economic growth and environmental degradation. As communities grow, so the environment declines. Unsustainable economic growth has been starkly compared to the malignant growth of a cancer because it eats away at the Earth's ecosystem services, which are its life support system. There is concern that unless resource use is checked, modern global civilization will follow the path of ancient civilizations that collapsed through overexploitation of their resource base. As ecosystem services are generally treated as economic externalities, they are unpriced and therefore overused and degraded, a situation sometimes referred to as the tragedy of the commons. Sustainable business practices integrate ecological concerns with social and economic ones. Social disruptions like war, crime, and corruption divert resources from areas of greatest human need, damage the capacity of societies to plan for the future, and generally threaten human well-being and the environment. One approach to sustainable living seeks to create self-reliant communities based on the principles of simple living, which maximize self-sufficiency, particularly in food production. The Earth has a finite capacity to provide resources and to absorb waste, and human demands already exceed that capacity. Current unsustainable patterns of production and consumption must be changed.